Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shelby Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Beis, the 52nd Perek. If you recall in the last Perek, Perek Nun Aleph, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to awaken and save us. We asked him, Uri, Uri, Liv Shioz, Zra Hashem, awaken, awaken, swear your might, Hashem's out arm. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds and he says, Anochi, Anochi, Hu Menachemchem, I am the one who's going to comfort you. And then he turns to us and he says, however, the awakening is not my responsibility, it's yours. Hisorari, Hisorari, Kumi Yerushalayim. Awaken, awaken, Yerushalayim. And here he's going to go from using the word Hisorari to using the exact wording which we used when we demanded HaKadosh Baruch Hu awakens to us. And that Barbanel points out that this is really telling that Hashem turns and says that 100% of the onus falls on you, Am Yisrael. Tzion, you have to waken up. Uri, Uri, Livshi Uzech Tzion. Awaken, awaken. Wear your strength, Tzion. Don't wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wear his might, but you, Tzion, need to wear yours. And once again, we have this double language, and perhaps, as the commentators explain, the double language is in parallel to the two exiles. We want to awaken from the tragedy of the second exile, but also we want to awaken from the tragedy of the first. And our Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Livshi bigdei tifartech Yerushalayim, wear the clothing of your splendor, Yerushalayim, Ir HaKadosh, the holy city. Ki lo yosif yabobach od arel v'tame, because no longer will there be inside of you, Yerushalayim, an arel. An arel is a person who is uncircumcised, and a tame is a person who is impure. And the Medrash speaks about how these two categories of people, Arel and Tame, refer to our two enemies. An Arel, an uncircumcised person, is a reference to Edom, the people of Edom. And Tame is a reference to Yishmael. Yishmael, who do circumcise, who do obsess with cleanliness and appear to be clean, but really inside they are Tame, and they are totally devoid of sanctity, holiness, and Kedusha. But we, Am Yisrael, belong to Ir HaKodesh, the holy city. As Rav Hirsch so beautifully captures it, the future belongs to Judaism. And that's really what this Pasuk encapsulates. Pasuk Beis tells us, His na'ari me'afar kumi, awaken and rise up from the dust. And once again, we're having echoes of the Kabbalah Shabbat service. And I'll say what I said last perek, which is that I'm going to be dealing with all of that in a couple prakim from now, where this becomes even more relevant and even more obvious. Kumi, Shvi, Yerushalayim. Get up and sit, Yerushalayim. Sit on your throne. Sit in a place, La Shevet, implying you will have stability in Yerushalayim. Hitpatchi Mosrei Tzavarech Shviya. Loosen up the bonds of your neck. Shviya Bat Yerushalayim, the captured one, Bat Zion. And in this vision, which is going to form part of the Haftarah of a Parashas Shoftim, this piece is one of the Shiva Denechimta, another piece of Nechama, of comfort. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says a powerful line to Am Yisrael, Ki ko omar Hashem, thus says Hashem, Chinam nimkartem, velo bekesef tigaelo. There's a couple ways of understanding this. Chinam nimkartem means you have been sold for nothing. Chinam, for no value. Velo bekesef, and no, not for money will you be redeemed. The Radak understands this to be chinam. You have been sold for nothing, meaning for sins. Sins which are worthlessness. They are absolutely not worth anything. I watch sometimes my children fighting over some pointless fidget toy. And we think that is chait. Chait is this thing that we're grabbing onto and battling for and fighting for. But it's chinam. It's pointless. It gets you nowhere. And Hashem says you were sold out to slavery for nothing, just for averas. And you won't be redeemed with any money, with any bribes, but rather with teshuvah. If sin got you into this trouble, then teshuvah will get you out of it. The Malbim understands this differently. The Malbim says, I, your master, let you go for nothing. I got nothing out of it. Remember, we spoke about a couple prakim ago where Hashem says there is no shtar get, kritut. There is no get. I let you go and I got nothing for the exchange. You disappeared. You ran away. I didn't sell you. And so to velo bekesef tigaelo, it's going to cost nothing to come back. I want you home. I want you back. Now, Barbanel has a fascinating understanding of this. He says, lo bekesef goes as follows. Chinam nimkarta means you were sent out into exile, poverty stricken with nothing. You lost everything when you went out into exile. You were used to be a wealthy, rich, totally successful nation. And then when you got sent out into exile, it was pointless and you were nothing. And so too, Veloba Kesef Tigaelu, you will be redeemed with nothing. And you think about all those Jews who come back to Yerushalayim after the Holocaust with no family, no food, no money, just the clothes on their back. And maybe that's that Barbanel's reading of Loba Kesef Tigaelu. You won't come back with money either. And sometimes that battle of, well, we have Parnasa, and won't we in Eretz Yisrael? And how much, you know, they say to bring a small fortune to Eretz Yisrael, you have to bring a large fortune from Chutz La'aretz. Or maybe we can follow the words of the Nevoah, Loba Kesef Tigaelu. Geula is not about coming with your money. It's about coming and bringing your whole self. And that's what Pasuk Dalet says, Ki ko amar Hashem Elokim, thus says Hashem, Mitzrayim yarad ami birishona. At the beginning, my people went down to Mitzrayim, lagur sham, to sojourn there. Va'ashur be'efes ashako. And also Ashur has robbed them for nothing. And these really are two exiles, Rashi says. We mentioned Mitzrayim and Ashur because we're contrasting them. On the one hand, Mitzrayim had a reason to oppress you. They got slaves out of the deal. But Ashur be'efes ashako. Ashur oppressed you for nothing. And so many of our enemies murdered us, slaughtered us, exiled us, mistreated us. Be'efes, they got nothing for it. The Malbim, however, says, no, the word efes belongs to both of them. That equally, Mitzrayim and Ashur and everyone who comes afterwards got efes, got nothing. They just wanted to hurt Jews. And obviously Rav Hirsch jumps on that word lagur, which means to sojourn or to live temporarily. He says, Jews have always been homeless. That is the definition of the Jew in exile. Lagur. We're going from place to place and they oppress us and they hurt us, but none of those places become our home. And yet, we're going to come home. And that's Pasuk Vav. Lachen yedash amishmi. Therefore, my people will know my name. Lachen, and there's another Lachen, therefore, b'yom hahu, on that day, that future day when Mashiach comes, ki ani Hashem hamedaber hineni. I am Hashem who promised, and now here I am, hineni, I'm here. The one who's been promising you all along, I've arrived. In other words, as Pasuk is saying, despite being disgraced in Galus, despite Ashur and Mitzrayim and all of our exiles, we will once again get to the place where Hashem will appear to us, hineni, and say, here I am. However, the Barbanel reads these two lachens differently. He says the first lachen is past tense. Lachen yeda amishmi, because you didn't go astray, because you consistently stayed loyal to my name, therefore, lachen, but yomahu, in the future, ki anihu hamadaber hineni, because you didn't forget me, when you see me again, you will recall me, you will remember me, and you'll be reunited with me. And thus, Pasuk Zayin, all the way to Pasuk Yud Beis, talk about the Geula. Beautiful, gorgeous, poetic psukim, which take us to the end of the Haftar of Parashas Shoftim, talk about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to welcome us home at the end of days. Ma na'avu al heharim ragle mevaser, mashmia shalom, mevaser tov, mashmia Yeshua, omer letzion malach elokaich. How welcome, how beautiful will it be on those mountains, the mountains of Yehuda, the mountains surrounding Yerushalayim. Will the footsteps of the Mevaser, the heralder, the caller who announces, who will announce peace and who will announce good, who will make known salvation and will say to Tzion, Hashem is King. And the Abarbanel says, the Mevaser has two different jobs. The one part is to tell the other nations, and the other part is to tell Am Yisrael. To the other nations, he is the person who's Mashmiya Shalom and Mevaser Tov. He says, we have now entered into the time period of peace and goodness. And then he turns to Am Yisrael and he says, Mashmiya Yeshua, we've entered into the time of salvation, where Malach Elokaich, the God you have been davening to, he is going to rule over the whole world. That's our special announcement. Yes, the other nations will gain from the end of days when they have world peace, but we're going to have a totally different kind of gain. We're going to have the absolute clarity of being reunited with Hashem. And at that time, when Mashiach comes, Pasuk Ches tells us, Kol tzofayich nas'u kol yachdav yiranenu. The voice of your seer, and your seer here is going to be the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im will see, the voice will call out together, and they will rejoice. Ki ayin ba'ayin yiru, eye for an eye. Every eye will see. B'shuv Hashem Tzion, when Hashem returns to Tzion. Finally, the Nevi'im will be happy. They'll say, you see, I've been prophesizing this all along. It's finally come true. The Vilna Gaon has a beautiful understanding when it says, ayin ba'ayin yir'u, and every single eye for an eye will see. It says there's two ways of seeing. The one is with your actual naked eye, and the other one is what we call seeing, but really what we mean is perceiving. Your sechel, your mind can see. When someone says something to you, you say, wow, I see that. What you mean is I can perceive it. Ayin ba'ayin yir'u means that in future times, what your eye sees and what your mind perceives will match up perfectly. They'll be one and the same, ayin ba'ayin, totally in sync. I will perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I will see him with my naked eye. I will perceive truth and I will see truth with my naked eye. And there will no longer be a conflict between the two of them. And at that time, Pasuk Yud tells us, Chasaf Hashem es zura kodsho le'enei kol hagoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal his holy arm before the eyes of all the other nations. V'ra'u kol afse aretz, and all the ends of the earth will see es Yeshuas Elokeinu, the salvation of our Hashem. Pasuk Yud Aleph has multiple ways of being read. It reads, Suru suru, turn away, tsu'u misham, go out of there. Tame, the impure one, al tiga'u, do not touch. Tsu'u mitocha, hibaru nos'e klei Hashem. Remain pure, those who carry the vessels of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Hashem. The Radak understands this, that in the future days, we're going to go out, suru suru, turn away, tsu'u misham, go out of where? Go out of Galus. We're going to finally leave Galus and we're going to go back to Hashem and we're going to become people who are nosei klei Hashem, who wear, instead of holding weapons, guns, and weapons of defense, we're going to hold the kelim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We won't need weapons anymore. Rav Hirsch, typically, understands this to be talking about the here and now, because for him, this prophecy is not about the end of days, but rather our responsibility to bring about the end of days. And what he's saying is like this. He's saying, in the here and now, we're told, in Galus, to be people who are suru tsu'u tsu'u misham tameh, to avoid all tuma. We don't have to be in Eretz Yisrael, we don't have to be in Geula to become holy people, to refrain from touching things that are tameh, that are shmutzik, that are bad for our neshamas. We can be careful in the here and now to avoid those things. And what are the nos'e klei Hashem? The klei Hashem are mitzvahs. And we have to be people who hold on to mitzvahs out here in Galus. The Abar Benel says, no, this whole pasuk is not talking to Am Yisrael. It's not talking to Am Yisrael in Geula, like the Radak. It's not talking to Am Yisrael in Galus, like Rav Hirsch. It's talking to the people who are Tameh. We started the perek talking about people who are Arel and people who are Tameh. Arel was Edom, and Tameh was Yishmael. And so the Abar Benel, in a very, very haunting piece, says, at the time of the end of days, Yerushalayim will be held by the Yishmaelim. And at the end of days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn to the people of Yishmael and say, Tsuru Tsuru Tsu'u Misham, get out of there, you people who are Tameh, Al Tiga'u, don't touch my holy places, leave this place and leave it for the people who are Nosei Klei Hashem, who are Am Yisrael, who are Hashem's people. And at that time, that end of time, that final Geula, that will be the eternal everlasting Geula, we're told in Pasuk Yud Beis, Ki lo b'chipazun, Tetzeu, you're not going to depart in a hurry. Ubemenusa lo telechun, nor will you leave in a rush. Ki holech lifnechem Hashem, Hashem will go before you. Umaasifchem elokei Yisrael, and Hashem will be at the back as well. Unlike Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we had to hurry out, here we will go out, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a giant Hashem sandwich in the front and the back. Unlike Mitzrayim, where we had a pillar of fire and a pillar of ash, of clouds, to support us, here Hashem himself will be in our front and our back. And once again, Rav Hirsch recalls for us that this is our responsibility in this world too, before we get to the time of the Geula, to ensure that it is Hashem before us and Hashem behind us. And we're in a giant HaKadosh Baruch Hu sandwich. Our goal is God and nothing but God in this world. Thus ends the Haftarah for Parashas Shoftim. And the last three psukim of the perek are very difficult to understand. They talk about this servant who is coming, an Eved of Hashem, who is Ram Venisa, who is very mighty, Gavua Mo'od, and very raised up high. And he is going to come, and he's going to bring some sort of salvation to Am Yisrael. Who is this person? So many of them, Afarshim, Rashi, and others understand it to be Am Yisrael, and it's spoken about in singular, but it's a reference to Am Yisrael as a whole. Obviously, we must point out that the Christians understand this to be a single individual that is not within the confines of our religion. And that Barbanel points out that Rav Sadia Gaon understands this individual to actually be Yirmiyahu. And this is a link between Sefer Yeshayahu and the one we're coming towards, Sefer Yirmiyahu. And Yirmiyahu is the person who's going to bring everything back together and bring some semblance of fear from the other nations to Am Yisrael. Either way, what we're told is, and I'm going to read this as Am Yisrael in the future times, even though I understand there are other ways. We understand, Kasher shamamu elecha rabim, kein mishchas me'ish mar'ehu v'to'aro b'bnei Adam. There were many people who were appalled by Am Yisrael, who saw our appearance unlike that of a human being. They saw us as beneath human, as inhuman, as not resembling a human form. Who is the Jew? Well, the Jew is something that's similar to some creature down in the gutters, but not a human being. And those people, when they see this person, this Avdi Yarum Ram V'Nisa, what will happen? Kein Yizeh Goyim Rabim Alav Yikputzu Malachim Pihem. So too, the word Yizeh could be a couple of things. According to Rashi, it means they'll be cut down. Those people will be cut down, and their mouths will drop in shock when they realize who it is that they're talking about. The Ibn Ezra understands the word Hizah to mean to sprinkle. And what it means is, Hizah goyim rabim alav, means that he will sprinkle the blood of the many nations. This person, this messianic time, or Am Yisrael as a whole, will come and will sprinkle the blood of all of those people, and the kings will shut their mouths in shock when they realize how mighty and how great Am Yisrael is. Ki asher lo supar lahem ra'u va'asher lo shamu hisbonanu. Because that which has never been told to them, they have suddenly seen. No one ever told them how great Am Yisrael is, and suddenly they're seeing it before their very eyes. And thus this perek takes us on a journey. A journey describing the return of Am Yisrael, the removal of the wicked people in Eretz Yisrael, and the overwhelming happiness and rejoicing at the announcement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has come to redeem his people. And ultimately, we understand that despite all the Jewish graffiti that we see that demonizes Jews, that the human being of Am Yisrael, the mighty, the glory, the dignity of Am Yisrael will be returned, and we will be able to cut down our enemies and ultimately enjoy endless time, and we will not have to have any more weapons, and our weapons will be Klei Hashem, the weapons of our Kaddish Baruch Hu, forever and ever. Thank you for learning today. Lerefua Shalema Yonina Basima Basdafne Hinda Jennifer Hayakara Ula Pitsue Tzahal Achenu Hayikarim Betoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael Nina V'Chaim Shenka.